Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible. Hanging out. The best eating broken data, bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad attitude, bad taste, bad lie, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Farrell Palatial, right across the river and through the woods from where Granny likes to roll up a fatty before dinner in New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directing and traffic, some kind of fashion show, got up, should do it. All my friends that come around, thoughts of fuck to party up, rats on the west side, bedbugs uptown, but a mess of towns of tatter. My brains is splattered all over Manhattan, should do be shaggy. Hey, what's gigging? It's Farrell. Back on the bench, like you read about, waxing up. Your boy Mafia is with me tonight. I'll explain how this is going to work. I have no idea, like, in terms of, pretty much day-to-day type thing here, where, like, at the beginning is what Mafia told me, that they're going to, Mafia and Carver High will flip-flop and take turns running the show. Then I have no idea what's going to happen when we get back to, if you will, normal in the world. In other words, being able to go to the Meadowlands to do the show like coast to coast at 4 to 6 Eastern when I'm on the TV side. And then they do the Studio 34 in Midtown Manhattan, which, you know, basically I'd rather have, how should I say, like lymphoma than go there. I don't want to go there at all. I mean, bottom line is I'm still a little sketchy on going to the city or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know yet. We're going to see how that all works out because I'm doing this now, right? I'm doing 4 to 6 in the TV side, and then 10 to 12, we tape this, and you can call in during a show, and we're going to do it Monday through Friday night. I can't even follow all the things that they've come up for this show, like underwater with in terms of what days I'm doing it. I can't track of it, but it's going to be very exciting, and what we're going to do for you, lots of beer.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
All right, Pharrell with you, and Mafia's with me as well. The number is 844-843-6879. So 844, toll-free, 843-6879. Here's the setup. So I put up the Pharrell, whatever, YouTube, the Sports Grid YouTube page for Pharrell on the Bench. And then, obviously, Morenci and Wetzel, those shows. So Rage and then Bagels and Bad Beats. It's all night, overnight, every night, whatever it is. I'm 1 to 3 a.m. is when this airs. And then I think Morenci's 3 to 5. And then Wetzel, opposite picks, 5 to 7 on the overnights on SB Nation Radio. And Sports Byline, USA, Armed Forces Radio, Virgin Islands, down by the beach, boy! Yeah! So you can watch it on the YouTube channel. I've tweeted that out and put it on Facebook and put it on LinkedIn. I'm sure they're going to put it on our Instagram. I'm not really savvy on the old Instagram account in terms of running that. Mafia knows how to do it. Carver High knows how to do it. I know how to do it with like pictures and stuff like that. And then after that, I lose my temper. Pretty much, you know, if it's easy and I can just put a picture up and just say, this is what I was doing, I'm Gandhi. Anything else, you want me to start downloading shows on there and all this other nonsense, I can't do that. So I have no idea. But you can watch this show now while we do it. And then you can call in. And then it's going to air, right? It is what it is. So you can check it out and you can watch me doing it. I'm chilling. And it's different than, I guess, Mafia, what did we do before on CBS Sports Radio? We did, you filmed the shows every night for 7 years, whatever it was. And then what did you do? You just downloaded clips of the show on like their website and on our Facebook and tweeted some of them out. Is that pretty much what you did?
Yeah, I used to just put them on Twitter and Facebook for the show. And then now we do the same thing, but we do it on, you know, obviously a much more professional scale on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
And that's not only so, but that was the radio show, right? So no one could actually see it while we did it, right? It was all, we were just taping it for the next right, day for you to. So you released it after the fact.
Correct.
So now people can actually trade skins with us right here on the Sports Grid YouTube page. And then on the late night crowd, the whatever, dudes pulling the overnight, dudes trucking, dudes cabin, dudes lifting, dudes Ubering, dudes working in the casino, dudes doing whatever, chicks doing whatever, freaks, pimps, you name it. They can all listen on the radio. And then they got an app too for that. It's like a, I know that SB Nation has an app. I've listened to their app. They have like a, all you have to do is download it free, boom, turn it on. You got it on your iPhone, Android, whatever, and you can listen. And you're Gandhi. So there you go. You can watch, you can listen, you can even listen later. You know, like if you're in the middle of something, if you were, for instance, watching a flick or you were, you know, having relations with your date or your girlfriend or your wife or your boyfriend or your lover or whatever, if you had a little session going and you couldn't, like, you know, tune in on the YouTube page and watch, or, you know what I mean? Like, and you just didn't have time right in that moment because you were busy Rocks Off style, and then you just joined us later in the overnight. So this is like Baskin Robbins of options. We got 33 flavors. You can watch it live. You can call in live. You can listen to yourself live, or you can listen later. Maybe you got to run an errand. Maybe you got to go on a run. Maybe you got to, you know, you're going to score. Maybe you're going to cop. Maybe you're going, maybe you're on the run, Mafia, from the Popo. That could be the case. I mean, there could be transgressions going on, people on the run. And then if they're on the run, you know what I mean? They could listen to us on the run.
Good running away music. That's Pharrell on the Bench.
Or even if they were living in the woods, you know what I mean? Like if they were doing a manifesto or, you know, Unabomber type person where they lived in the woods or they were hiding in like a, you know, a fort or a cave or a tree, they could actually like, because didn't we used to have hunters call us? I think on some of the shows we would have like hunters call us from their perch. I think we've actually had, Mafia, if you remember, we've had all kinds on the show on Pharrell on the Bench. We've even had hunters call us from a tree perch where they were drinking like Maker's Mark in the cold in the middle of like, I think Nebraska somewhere. Some guy called me and he was in a tree. And that was like the first time anyone had ever called me, you know, live on the radio from a tree. I thought that was kind of badass. You remember that?
All walks of life. We've had him call from while inside prison. So, you know, you get people from everywhere when you're talking about Pharrell. He gets all
We have had prisoners call us from the state pens. We do have a thriving penitentiary audience and ratings. Thriving. We've had tremendous in the penal system. We've had tremendous numbers over the years.
You know, some people use their one.
I get a lot of mail as well from the prison systems. And I just want to say I love everyone, all peoples, good and bad, and left and right, up and down, everywhere. We like the people. The people, Pharrell, the people, the people have come to love you and over the years cherish you, the people. So anyway, we got a million things we want to do on the show tonight. One of which is Mafia told me earlier in a conference call that we had in the day. He said, one of the goals is to not Pharrell this up. And I was like, all right. And he's like, just do me a favor and don't Pharrell it up. Just listen to me, follow my lead, don't Pharrell it up, and then we'll go from there. And then like, I brought something up to him just now, and it was like, what about Friday? And he's like, you know, just focus on tonight. Just right in the moment, be here now. And I was like, what about Friday? He's like, you know, gee, damn it. Worry about tonight. Don't Pharrell this up and just focus on tonight that it's Monday, whatever it is. And so I just wanted to tell you the conditions that I'm in here. So I am in Chop's trove, her crib. This is young Chop's room. This is where, believe it or not, we're doing the show and hopefully permanently. I actually want to do the show from here permanently. In other words, did you know what I'm doing, Mafia? Did you know that I'm actually building a studio? Did you know that? Have I told you that? Have I broken bread with you lately and told you and your boy Shaved Head Carver High that with his Bart Simpson do that he's rocking like a pimp that I was going to build a TV and radio studio on the side of the Pharrell Palatial? Did I tell you that?
We have not broken bread, but you have told me that on multiple occasions that you're planning that out, going to build a nice little home studio there for you.
Right. So I was thinking that I would build this, you know, a badass studio so that I would never have to, I just would never have to go around anyone else anymore ever. Like, you know what I mean? Like go to a studio or go to this place or that place, or they want me to go into the city and they want me to go to the racetrack and they want me to do this and they want me to do that and they want me to do this and they want me to do that and they want me to do this and they want me to do that. And what I did was I built a giant TV and radio studio right here. So you know what they can do? They can come over and visit me. Come visit me in my new lair, my new TV and radio studio that I'm building. It's like You know, didn't Nike build like a campus mafia? Like a, they had like a, and you know, ESPN's got their whole Bristol. It's like a university, isn't it?
It is. There's a whole giant setup there.
Okay, so don't you think I should have one? Like a Pharrell, you know, like Pharrellavision campus, like my own, you know, spread, my own digs, my own deal. Don't you think I should have like a, just the, I'm the man over here. So I'm taking over. So I live next to the priest, and you know what he can do? He can come over too and hang out, because he does anyway to drink Jameson.
I'll come over now and drink always.
Mafia can come over, Carver High, my priest, the whole deal.
You're back.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you, because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Usually on Mondays, and I'll get to your calls. If you're chilling on hold, just relax, have a sandwich, have a beer, sometimes two beers. And a shot is, you know, recommended from the Forella pub. We get like a little mafia. I'm a little surprised he hasn't hooked up the pub lines yet. You know, he told me today he was going to hook up the hoses so that we'd have fresh beers and shots and beer, shot of beer, in bit an iron, shot of beer, in bit an iron, shot of beer, puke. I'm a little surprised he hasn't done it. He's been under a tremendous amount of pressure and stress, and he's not been doing well. So I don't know what to say other than that's a fail. So what I would do, if I'm you, based on Mafia's lack of concern for our bar, then I would go into your fridge and get two cold ones, and then go into that cabinet where you stash that JMO, pour yourself a shot, and you're good to go. And get excited, because Haro loves to come on the show on Mondays. And now that I'm doing TV and radio on every day, but on Mondays particularly, Rick has told me in a conversation over the weekend when he had catfish in his front yard that he was going to, quote, take over my media life on Mondays, end quote. Media life, he called it. He said that I'm a brand. He said, I'm taking over your media life on Mondays. And I said, what does that mean? He said, I'm going to do the TV show when I want, you know, the preferred hour. Today it was 4:12 Eastern. And then he said, I'm doing the 10 o'clock hour of the radio show. I said, well, what if we were to do it at 11:25? And he said, I said the first hour. I go to bed at 11 o'clock. My wife hasn't talked to me in 5 years. And she yelled at me today to get the G-damn catfish out of the front yard. Haro, how are you?
Man, if that were only true, if I ever were going to yell at you, seriously, it would be the first time in my life, as you know. You also told me, first of all, I'm fine. Congratulations. This is the first of 1,000 radio nights you're going to be doing, and hopefully I'll do 640 of them with you. But, you know, part of this was you told me on the television side of this that I could wear anything I wanted to tonight because it's radio. So I'll just leave that to your imagination. How's that?
Okay, so did you see today? I don't know if you caught on. See, well, I want to explain something to the audience all over the country and all over the world, Armed Forces Radio, and in the Caribbean, down by the beach, boy. I want everyone to know that today, Haro, I hope that he saw the footage that Joe Ranieri had of him in his dolphin underwear. Did you see the photo?
It's not underwear. It's just a oversized bathing suit. I mean, come on, man. I mean, it is dolphin colors, right? Admittedly, it's dolphin colors. The last time I was excited about the Dolphins was 82, 83 when we thought we'd win 15 or 16 Super Bowls in a row under Marino. Well, it didn't work out that way. So I've been relegated to wearing very large underwear slash pants slash bathing suit for half my life. And usually, because we're at computers, at least through the pandemic, we'll be in a studio later, I don't have to tell you what I'm wearing under. I'm certainly not.
Did you listen? Honestly, your story is so bad. I just wanted to cut you off so that we don't have to listen to any more of it. I wanted to get a real story from you. Like when you you said you've never been excited about the Dolphins, and it's not true. Do you remember the day that Tannehill, when they were down to the Patriots, I think 33-28, and he threw. The Dolphins, Tannehill throws this pass. Next thing you know, they got like two or three reverses going and then laterals. And then the guy goes hizzy for the touchdown and the Dolphins won the game. And it was just, you know, when Tannehill was a quarterback, this is like, you know, within 5-6 years ago, whatever it was, that was a day of pure adrenaline and excitement for you. Much like the day when you went to the game with me and two fat chicks proceeded to get drunk and give me the finger for like 4 hours.
Well, but that happens on a regular basis. That's not special. The Kenyon Drake, which is the play that you're referring to, you have a franchise that's come on hard times where that play is probably the poster child play of the Dolphins for the last 20 years, right? I mean, you can't think of a better, maybe 10 years. I don't know. I've talked to Dan Marino very, very, very frequently and recently and wanted to know how his arm was because, you know, I think he's late 50s, early 60s, and I think he's ready to come back.
What do you think of Dan Marino and his reign in South Florida of, you know, continued domination, and then the loss of your dear friend Don Shula, who I also had some kind of relation with in the fact that I did shows in his steakhouses.
Well, and you ate in the steakhouses, and you drank in the steakhouses, or certainly ate in the steakhouses. So it's intertwined, my friend, because, you know, if you grow up in South Florida and you see Dan Marino doing Iso Turner glove commercials, and you see him as being the most accomplished athlete. I know there's been polls about Dwayne Wade and a couple of the Heat guys. It's not even close. Dan Marino is clearly the guy. But then those of us who are old enough to remember, and maybe we have some callers who are listening, the Bob Greasy, Larry Zonka, Jim Kick. By the way, that generation is in its 70s, mid-70s, and right. We're worried that every year there are less and less of them around. And, of course, Don Shula died after his 90th birthday. Big friend, contributor to the book, always remember him. Very rare that, you know, people understand where they were when the Dolphins won the Super Bowl and completed the perfect season. It's right. The rallying cry, certainly in South Florida.
So what is the Rick Horowitz, our sports business and legal insider from Harvard? He's been on my show for over 25 years. What is the deal with the power, the Rushmore of Miami? Like when you put Marino on the top there as the lead dog, you just said, and then what is Shula right there next to him? And then there's only two more spots. Wade gets one of them. Who gets that last spot in South Florida? Is it Pat Riley or is it, I mean, it can't be like, I mean, they won two World Series, but they, you know, bought one of them. And then the other one, they broke that team up faster than you could spit, just like the first one. So does anyone actually, there's no way a hockey player in South Florida or anyone from the Marlins, to be honest with you, who is it?
Jack Nicklaus.
Jack Nicklaus? What is it? Isn't he from Ohio?
Well, but he lives down here. He lives 5 minutes from here. Okay, so the problem is, look, we got to split hairs. Everybody from South Florida is from somewhere else, right? I mean, you know, Dan Marino is from Western Pennsylvania. Don Shula is from Northern Ohio, and on and on. Or here's what I'll accept. Either Jack Nicklaus or we have a three-headed Mount Rushmore.
I think that you actually have more juice than – I think you have more juice than Jack Nicklaus in South Florida. I mean, you have all of your best friends are powerful. from Stephen Ross on down, the owner of the Dolphins. You know, everyone, you put the arena, the AA arena, I'm not talking about alcoholics. I'm talking about the American Airlines arena. That also was your legal work. I mean, what don't you have your hands on? You probably had something to do with, you know, that 1 or 2 year window when we were actually allowed to go to Cuba. And then that got shut down too. You probably opened those doors for us to be able to go to Havana. And then somehow that was
manipulated. You remember you and I said that, you remember you and I said that sometime in the next couple of years we would be going to Havana, and since I'm controlling this part of the agenda, it's a travelogue. We're going to take the listeners on an unexpected journey to hear about baseball in Cuba, even though as a South Floridian, if you say you're going to go, people are going to throw rocks at you. You're used to being disliked, so it doesn't really matter, so we'll go someday.
Yeah, you know, actually, well, since I'm so much cooler than you, I think that I would be a great tour guide in Havana because of one reason. I know that during the daytime, because no one has a job there, they all go to baseball games. So what happens is they have these great professional baseball leagues. And then I was privy to seeing Anthony Bourdain go down there to see about the vibe and the customs and the food, right? So he did a special from Havana, and I watched it. And I was amazed at a couple of things. One, that they have just fantastic food down there. Two, great vibe with the salsa, the dancing and the music and everything. And then three, they don't allow beer drinking at the baseball games, which is that's absolute insanity. Can you imagine America with no beer drinking at the baseball game? Now they're not going to let fans go to games, Rick. What is next? The communists are going to take away the beer at baseball games.
Well, there's a lot. It's a very, very complicated set of questions, right? So the beer is not necessarily related to the communists, and the fans aren't related to the beer. So we got coronavirus issues here. We've got capitalist issues here. I do know that a few years ago when Cuba was looking mainstream, if it ever was, the Angelos Group and the Orioles were spearheading an idea of opening up trade, which ultimately could have led to an expansion franchise in Havana, Puerto Rico, other places. The economy doesn't support 160-some-odd game schedule, but it would be neat before we leave this earth if Havana gets a franchise. And we were talking a long time ago when we made the case to Major League Baseball about South Florida baseball, that it becomes Caribbean's team, South America. How about this? Caracas, Havana, two of the most corrupt places in the world, but at least that might have been possible. San Juan, Santo Domingo, and if you have a Miami franchise, it's a Caribbean franchise. Yet, they got Miami done, not the Caribbean. Maybe another time.
Maybe I think that actually, here's what we're going to do. We're going to come back and I'm going to pick my favorite stories today that you dealt with on the TV show. We're going to do them on the radio side. And then I want to say that I believe I have a better chance, because we're going to break here. I just want to analyze real quickly. I believe I have a better chance to be murdered in Venezuela than I do in Havana. I like my odds better of leaving the island and going back to Miami as opposed to going to Caracas and getting out of there alive. It's Pharrell and Avenge on SB Nation Radio and Sports Byline. Check out. Ooh. All right, so the NBA is going to Orlando, which is convenient for you, but they're going to be there starting July 31st with the season, 22 teams. Following stringent safety practices, how do you think it's all going to play out? I hear they're going to trap them there. They're not allowed to go out.
Inside the bubble versus outside the bubble, a lot of detail issues that Adam Silver hasn't worked out yet, but not to his discredit. He wanted to get the concept out there first and then talk about the details later. So, yeah, 22 teams. Families? What about friends? What about hangers-oners? What about media, who are really hangers-oners? Do you have to be a beat writer, or can you be some casual writer? What about in the bubble? Which hotels? Here's the big issue. Who gets there? You know, there's a seed in or a 8-game play for top seed. But top seed, what do they usually get? Home court advantage. What's the home court here? They're playing in 3 to 4 places. They're all kind of the same with no fans. So you got to be really careful as to how to define incentives for teams who are playing well versus not. Best record, what do you get? Well, some people say you get the first choice of hotels down at Disney World, the ones with 12-foot ceilings as opposed to 7-foot ceilings. That's not enough.
So what did you think of Michael Jordan's $100 million offer to fight the whole racial stuff? I mean, the guy's going to do $10 million a year for 10 years. That's crazy. That's big money.
It's the biggest donation for by a former athlete, I guess a current owner, I've ever seen. And it is just incredible. And he feels it and he understands it. And whether he wants to get credit for it or not is not relevant. This is way larger than most people are thinking. And it leads us to understand how important this dynamic is. We talk about power sports every week, and we talk about Colin Kaepernick, by the way, even though he doesn't have a job, willing to pay for the defense fund for the Minneapolis family. That's great. A lot of people are willing to make some statements. You give that your means allow you to give. Michael Jordan, some would say, can give this amount, and it's equivalent to somebody else giving $100,000. I will tell you this. This is a big deal. His statement is in front of you. He's announcing $100 million, as you said. When I read it, by the way, for the first time, I couldn't believe it. I thought it was some kind of a typo. Michael Jordan, always very charitable. Many say he ought to be a larger role model like LeBron has been. Well, now he steps up and he puts his money very clearly where his mouth is.
I mean, honestly, do you think that LeBron, he's got to sit around and come up with a plan to top $100 million? I don't even think he can. I mean, obviously, he's made a ton of money, but he can't do that. I think that his Nike shoe line, the LeBrons are incredible. But what Jordan has amassed at Nike since he played and stopped playing is just astronomical. So it's unbelievable. I think he's way ahead of LeBron James, frankly, in terms of what he's worth. Tell me about this guy, Kevin Warren. Huge influence in the Big Ten, obviously, as commissioner. But what he's doing outside of the conference is even more special.
Well, he's a friend, and he's a contributor to the Sport Business Handbook, my book. Known him for a while. He ran the Vikings, by the way. He's president of the Vikings. He was at Arizona State. He has an incredible history. I'm not sure he's mainstream enough for people to know him. But now that he's Big Ten commissioner and African-American, he started the Anti-Hate, Anti-Racism Coalition. One family, one city, one state, one conference, one person. George Floyd's death cannot be in vain. That's his statement. And I know him well. He leads with his heart. He wants to create a very significant example. We know the Big Ten encompasses Detroit, Chicago, Milwaukee, you know, major cities all across the Midwest. And this is a major statement for Kevin Warren. And even more important, by the way, because he is effectively a rookie commissioner. He took over this year. All of a sudden, what's his first task? To get through the coronavirus and generate money. And so he understands that he's got to mind the books, but he's also got to make a major statement on racial injustice and do both of them. He'll be up a lot of nights this year.
All right, serving volley now. We got a lot to hit. The Forbes list, bottom line, down 9% from the year before in terms of monies earned by the richest athletes in the world. And it's because of the coronavirus that the numbers are down, right?
Yeah, well, here's the other bottom line, too. It's $3.6 billion. We're still not going to hold a bake sale for this top 100. Federer noses out Ronaldo and Messi to be the top three. $100 million, that's a lot of money for these guys. Osaka and Williams, Serena, are the two female tennis players on this list. 68 Americans, 5 UK, 4 Spain, 3 France. Who's hit hardest? Baseball. Well, because they didn't play while the survey was done. And the top guy on this list, baseball player, Clayton Kershaw, but he is 37, even lower on the list. Not a good year for baseball players, clearly. One of the reasons why, they got to get back into it.
So TV networks are trying to figure out how they're going to broadcast so many live events at the same time when everything is running again and they're trying to cram in all these events into dates.
Isn't this ironic? I thought this would be kind of fun. You and I talked about it for a while. If you were to tell me 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, that the networks would be a little upset because now they've got to compete against each other because they're going to be live games almost 24/7. And the Kentucky Derby is third on the Triple Crown list. But now we've got all sports talking about coming back. baseball's put a proposal together. They may get it together. And now we've got college football that's possible, probable. You got the NFL and the companies who are sponsoring a lot of these but are seasonally spread. They've got to dilute and compete against each other for advertising dollars. Hey, it beats the alternative where you have no sports and you're watching the fifth rerun of the Beverly Hillbillies.
This is true. NASCAR has revealed their new set of, I guess, tracks they're going to race at, right?
Yeah. Well, they're going to their normal spots, but they're going to Pocono. They're going to Charlotte. They're going to, as you can see, all of these, Talladega, Indianapolis, Kentucky, Charlotte, Texas, July 19. They'll get back into their schedule. But the bottom line is they started, they really kind of did Monday, Wednesday, Friday races, the Wednesday, June 10 this week. That's a big deal. But as you go forward with this whole schedule, you realize a couple things. One is NASCAR and crowds, not as important, maybe, certainly to the revenue side, but the television side, we don't miss crowds as much with a large spectator facility as we do some of these other sports. And NASCAR knows it. So they've got a pretty significant schedule, business as usual. What's the notion? Recoup. Try to replace some of the television dollars they've lost with television their dollars they're going to have.
Respectfully, I got 2 minutes. We got to speed it up. Augusta, they've bought more land. What are they going to do with it? And PGA is back this week at Colonial.
Well, the first thing about Augusta, you remember those schlock places and you'd always have folks like John Daly who would try to sell some stuff across Washington Road. Well, they've spent $26 million. They're buying that stuff across Washington Road. I'm not sure because they haven't announced what they're going to do, but it's a memorial to golf, a memorial to Augusta. And I don't know if they're getting it ready for mid-November. But certainly, if not this year, the next April, we're going to see some exciting stuff across the way. And golf coming back this week, 4 straight events after that. No crowds, no fans, but television. We're ready to have it come back.
Top Tech, NBA 2K, introducing the next generation of sports fans, the absence of live sports.
Yeah. Well, NBA 2K hasn't missed a beat. And here's the issue with that. You've got the same folks who are leading Madden. NBA 2K is driving basketball. And just like we said, esports up, gaming up, and we'll talk about that a lot more later on, by the way.
Today, we talked at great length about the NFL's handling of the protests, the Black Lives Matter. We talked about Roger Goodell and his video apology and admitting that the NFL did not deal with the players, correctly the first time around. They've already dealt with this before. We all know they butchered it the first time with Kaepernick. He won't ever say Kaepernick's name. That's like that's poison to Roger Goodell. But he is trying to do something to change the way the NFL handles their business with its entirety of its rosters, which is hugely proportionate to blacks. Am I about accurate there? He's finally admitted that his league is basically run by blacks, and he's got to finally attest to that and respect that fact.
Well, if Pat Mahomes and Deshaun Watson and Zeke Elliott and Jarvis Landry and Saquon Barkley and others come out with independent statements talking about how important this is, Roger has to say it again, even though he's already said it. And so when I looked at the video a few times, and remember, I know Roger pretty well, he didn't have to do what he did. And frankly, there is a lot of positives to be gleaned. I'm not an apologist for the NFL. All I'm suggesting now is that the next step, and we'll see what happens, is the kneeling or not kneeling, if there we're going to have any preseason games, certainly in September. And the other dimension of this, by the way, is if we have no fans in the stadiums, and we talked about this before, does television cover the pregame anthem protests or not? Because, protest with no fans and television not covering it, it's not really a protest. So stay tuned.
So and then we get into this other stuff like the NBA, their board of governors. We've decided, we've been talking about it on the show. July 31st, they're going to play into, you know, October, whatever it is. Let's say, what was it? October 12th would be game seven. Then they're going to have all their other dates with their lottery and then the draft. And believe it or not, what did you think when you saw that that draft is on the same night as a Chiefs-Bills game and the presidential debates?
Yeah, here's what I thought. That now we went from, well, we don't have any live sports, to what are we going to watch in August, September, October? We're going to have a glut of sports 24/7 that's live, and this is a good example. MLS coming back, NHL. Regular season going straight to the playoffs, NBA back, college football, you never know, NFL clearly there. And if you see the schedule the way it is, golf starting 2 days from now, we went from having a total disaster to now having advertisers say, how am I going to reallocate my money? What if I'm sponsoring different sports at different seasons, but now they're the same season? Well, that's a pleasant problem when you consider 6 weeks ago we were watching reruns of Beverly Hillbillies.
So respectfully, I have 1 minute and then we'll get into more of this stuff because we sat around for 20 minutes waiting for this to be figured out. So I never got to talk to you. So I'm just going to keep going at this point. Okay. Since we've already crashed the truck and I'm laying in a ditch dead, missing my arm. Jordan, what do you think of his $100 million that he has donated to the cause?
It's actually unbelievable, and people always say that athletes are self-serving, and, you know, why do they do it? $100 million, even to Michael Jordan, is a lot of money, and he is saying that this really brings attention to the whole deal, and obviously it's going to. And so he is speaking as a former player, six-time world champion, but also as an owner of an NBA franchise, and money talks, and certainly does in Michael Jordan's case.
All right, so we'll come back. There's so many other stories I want to talk about. The Big Ten Commissioner Warren has put a huge foot forward in relation to everything that's going on. He's started an anti-hate conference and anti-racism coalition. That's huge. We'll talk about the highest paid athletes in the world. Still, the numbers were staggering, but they were off from last year. We'll talk about the TV networks, how they're going to handle all the sports coming back. We got a lot more going on here on Pharrell on a Bench on SB Nation Radio and Sports Byline. All right, Pharrell back with you on Pharrell on a Bench. We were talking to Rick Haro. We got a couple of minutes here before we get out of here. So the numbers that I was talking about before, that the top 100 highest paid athletes earned $3.6 billion this year, down 9% from last year because of the virus and whatever else they're going to try to lie and factor into this. It was basically because of the COVID, right, Rick?
It was a COVID and all of the implications of not watching and not hosting events. So the 9% is down. It's a big deal. And obviously, we're not going to hold a bake sale for Roger Federer because he made over $100 million in endorsements, Messi and Ronaldo 2 and 3. Serena and Naomi Osaka, the women tennis players there, made the top 100 first time since Williams and Maria Sharapova. Athletes from 21 countries, with the U.S. was 68. Baseball players got pretty well shut out because of the time the virus relative to earnings. Clayton Kershaw, by the way, the only one that made the cut, down from 15 of these players last year. So a lot of work to do, and clearly more revenue in the industry, including gaming and fantasy and esports, is going to help long term.
So your guy, Kevin Warren, who runs the Big Ten, he was involved with your sports business handbook. Good friend of yours. I have respectfully about 45 seconds. Are his new coalitions and anti-hate conference, are those big power plays for him in the Big Ten?
Big power plays for him. Remember, he was the president of the Vikings, so he had firsthand knowledge of building that stadium within about five blocks of where that tragic accident, George Floyd, not accident, murder, occurred. And so he was a sports business handbook contributor. The anti-racism coalition, the anti-hate Big Ten conference is all his idea, and he's a rookie commissioner. He's only been on the job for 3 or 4 months. So kudos to Kevin Warren for such a major statement this early in his tenure.
All right, so when we come back, we'll ask Rick about the TV networks, how they're going to handle the onslaught of sports when it all comes back. And hit the rest of the stories that mattered on this week's 15 to Watch and 5 and 5 in Sports Biz. And it's Rick Haro, our Sports Biz and Legal Insider, on Pharrell on a Bench.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.